This is KRHS 90.1 Radioactive Radio, broadcasting live from Rittner High School, and this is DJ Fluffy Fluff. I am a he. I'm here interviewing, haven't heard an interview from you for a long time, actually. I'm here with the new athletics director for Rittner High School, Mr. Lonis. Yep.
How you doing today?
Yeah. One thing, though, actually, before we start, we usually, we did this everybody, actually, the interview. We have you make your own DJ name.
Oh, my, you gotta help me out a little bit. If I gotta have my own name, you, surprise me with this one. DJ, come up with a, help me out with a good one here. DJ D-Lo.
D-Lo?
How about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there you
my
go.
My first name, Drew. How about that? DJ D-Lo.
DJ D-Lo and DJ Fluffy
Some people
Fluff.
That have heard me maybe Michael with DJ Stale, but I like D-Lo better. How about that?
Yeah. All right, you got DJ Fluffy Fluff and DJ D-Lo in here. And so I'm going to start off by asking, where did you actually start off at Rittner?
Working. I started at Wyland Elementary. Got a PE position there quite a while ago, so started my career off at Wyland Elementary.
Did you always wanted to be what actually did you work as there at Wyland?
I was just the health and PE teacher there, and then got hired on my first year. Also worked a little bit at the high school as a soccer coach, girls and boys.
Did you always want to be a gym leader?
I always wanted. I tell you what, probably my most influential person in my life was, growing up, I had a baseball coach who was also my elementary PE teacher, and I enjoyed our interactions and the way he treated us and stuff like that. And I love sports and being outside, so yeah, it was definitely something that I was always interested in.
You love sports. What's your favorite sport, actually?
There's a lot of them. I play a lot of softball, on the weekends and stuff like that. Soccer, I still enjoy, getting out there every once in a while and playing some soccer. Watching sports, I love catching a good baseball game or football game too. especially football. Football is a great spectator sport.
Yeah. What is actually a big difference about here, the high school, than Wyland?
There's quite a few, but I think the biggest difference is just it is fast pace up here. Mm-hmm. I feel like, every day it's something new where, at the elementary school, where you're so big on routines and, you're dealing with the different ages, they're so young and, they're, everything's so organized, stuff like that. Up here, it's you gotta have a lot of flexibility, and like I said, you don't know what's gonna go on that day. Kind of everybody keeps you on your toes, but I've been enjoying it up here.
What actually do you miss about Wyland, really?
I miss probably number one is the kids. I was there for 13 years, so I got to know the kids real well. I got real strong relationships with a lot of families. Have an older sibling and the younger one comes, and I a lot of the same people running through that school. So the kids and then also the staff was great there. I made a lot of good friends, which I still talk to currently, and we had a good time there. It was fun.
I couldn't think of a question to think of right there. I'm gonna go off the list right here then. How was your first semester actually working here at Rittner?
It was good. I mean, I'm not going to say I've had my ups and downs and kind of some times where, I'm like, oh, man, what did I get myself into? But, overall, I'm at a point now that, I'm very comfortable with my choice to come up here. And I think that things are going well. The hours are getting more manageable, so that's the biggest part about this job is the hours that I spend up here.
Yeah. What was actually your first reaction when they asked you to be the athletics director?
I was thrilled. I had to go through a long interview process, and it's something that I've wanted to do. I just finished up a degree in athletic administration a couple years ago, and I wasn't really expecting that job to come open this soon, and me to make this transition this early in my career. But once I got my mindset that this is something that I was going to do and apply for and go through the interview process, when I got that call, it was a huge relief, and I was ready for that next step.
What accomplishments did you have to do to get to where you are today, actually?
A lot of schooling, you know. Like I said, I just finished up an athletic administration degree from the University of William Woods. You have your schooling, but it's also, for this job, it's the experience of coaching. My PE background plays a lot in it, and it's also just many things. And, you know, I was fortunate enough to, in my, you know, this is my 14th year here at Rittner. I've had some really good leaders in my life, some supervising principals that have, I've taken certain things from them and kind of applied to my own leadership style. I'm really thankful for those people that I've had in my career.
All right. Did you actually go to Rittner yourself?
I did. I'm a Rittner grad. I was, born and raised in this area. I started off actually at kindergarten. School's no longer around. I went to DeHart Elementary, which a lot of people these days don't even know that name. But I went there for kindergarten, then moved over to Kratz Elementary, went to Hake Middle, and graduated from Rittner High School in 1993.
All right. I asked you what your favorite sport was. What do you think your favorite thing to do with the kids from Wyland was whenever you were a gym teacher?
We had a couple games that they really liked. As an elementary school, I can't go off the board and I can't say anything else but kickball. There was nothing like doing recess supervision. And that was always a big hit, especially with whichever grade that I was supervising that year. I'd always try to get them all involved in a big kickball game. And I think that a lot of kids up here, you know, when you get older, you think back of elementary school and recess time and kickball. I know in my PE classes, we were fortunate enough at Wyland to have a lot of fitness equipment. And these last couple of years have been really neat doing the, like, fitness stations. And the kids loved it. They absolutely loved it.
That's all I practically remember from elementary school, kickball.
Everybody remembers kickball.
My mind just went blank. Oh, what is your favorite thing? What is your favorite thing to do here at Rittner? Like, favorite event and stuff?
Well, I mean, I love it. Not that I don't enjoy the school day, but I tell you what, when 3 o'clock hits, and when, you know, that's kind of when the athletic events start and my prep work goes in full effect, and I can go out there, and I mean, I love that part of it when I'm out, you know, supervising games or just making sure everybody's in the right spots, and you know, for all the activities. And also when those games start, it's kind of sometimes, not all the times, but sometimes it's my time to kind of, I can sit back and just kind of watch the kids and enjoy that and just be a fan. And not have to worry about this setting up and all the logistics of what's going on. So, and I really enjoy that. I mean, this weather has not been cooperating all totally with us this spring, but I know that yesterday I got a good opportunity to go out and watch the girls' soccer team, and it was nice just to relax and to be out there and just and see the kids compete.
So I've actually got this from my last question. You said that the stuff you have to set up and everything for and everything. What do you got to set up for all these sports and stuff?
It's different. It's funny you ask, because, you know, when I got this job, a lot of people were like, you know, an athletic director, what do you do? There's nothing, I can't sum it up in a couple words or a couple sentences, but it's just making sure everybody's in the right spot at the right time, whether it's, you know, transportation, if we are going away at some other event. If it's a home event, making sure that officials there. I have the event workers. I have scoreboard operators, making sure that the fields are maintained, checking in with the maintenance crew about setting up the fields, you know, making sure the coaches are aware of game times and just kind of checking and double checking. And then, you know, also then I got to communicate with all these other schools where, you know, most jobs in here, you're dealing with people, other people in the school, where my job is mostly dealing with people outside the school at other schools. So that's part of it too.
All right. So thinking about if I should just ask one more question before we go to our first break. Okay. Yeah. Since we've been talking all about Ritner, did you actually always want to work for Ritner? Did you?
Well, you know, it was right fit after when I was getting my undergraduate degree. I started subbing, and naturally, I was still in the area living. So it was I subbed at Ritner and got to know other schools. My only experiences were the schools that I attended. So I wanted to work for Ritner, and I was fortunate enough to get hired on here. Since I've been here, I've really had no desire to go anywhere else. I feel like this is my home. You know, I know the community. I'm very invested in this community and hope to finish out my career here, too.
All right. Well, actually, before I do take my break, I should I got told I should ask you, what kind of music do you like so we can, like, play it for it?
Man, I don't know if you got music I like. I'm a kind of an 80s rock and roll guy. Mm-hmm. If I had a choice, you know.
I can see what I can try to find.
I was raised in that hair band era.
Well, we'll start with first break's gonna be "Best Day of My Life" by American Authors. I'll find a song for that for you later.
All right. Thanks.
All right, we're back. This is DJ Fluffy Fluff and
DJ D-Lo,
and I'm gonna go back with my interview questions. So, what do you think of your new job? Is it harder or easier?
Oh, I think it's harder. There's definitely, more responsibilities, a ton more. But you know, it's been good, you know. But I would definitely say it's harder.
What are most of those responsibilities you have to do then?
You know, like I said before, just the organization of the games. But then also, you know, another piece is to kind of help the coaches, kind of be the coach of the coaches, to kind of support them in their needs, whether it's from, you know, equipment ordering, to give them some get them into some clinics, what are they doing for off-season workouts, like camps right now. I'm working on trying to get that information out for who's doing summer camps and where they're going to be, you know. So it's never ending, you know. I don't have an off-season. It just kind of rolls from one thing into another.
And I actually forgot to put this on the list. Actually, I forgot we were talking all about sports. But no, why did we switch conferences?
Well, that decision was made a few years ago, and that comes from, you know, superintendents and the state organization. Misha is they kind of I think they wanted to realign some schools. Schools attendance has varied over the last 10 years or so, and some schools have become smaller schools, some schools have become larger schools as far as attendance. So they just wanted to kind of realign those, so people in your conference were the schools were of equal size. So yeah, we're moving into the new, it's called the Suburban 12 Conference, and we're in the South Division with Parkway North and Pattonville and Rockwood Summit, Webster and Kirkwood.
How do you think we'll actually do? Like, what new teams are we going to go up against, and how do you think we'll do against them?
You know, I think it's going to be a challenge. You know, there's some sports that'll do fine, and there's other ones that are going to, you know, struggle. The schools we're going to, I know that they've had a lot of success in the past with, you know, they've, you know, I'm just thinking of, like, the spring sports, and I know the baseball, that new conference has – you know, it's a baseball conference. There are a lot of those schools that are doing really well right now. But, you know, I'm looking at it overall as a challenge to us. It's a reason for us to kind of relook at what we do. How can we improve what we're doing? How can we give our kids better opportunities to compete? And, you know, and I just, like I said, it's a challenge. And, you know, we're going to the new conference whether we like it or not, so let's make the most of it and let's compete.
Yeah. Did you actually play any sport I don't know if you answered this or not yet. Did you actually play any sports in high school?
Yeah, in high school, I played soccer and baseball, all 4 years. And then I actually went on to play college soccer at Missouri Baptist University.
What positions did you play in baseball and soccer?
In baseball, I started off, I was mostly a catcher growing up. Played a little infield, and in high school, I spent the first 2 years as a catcher. My last 2 years were kind of the time was split between a catcher and then middle infielder, shortstop, and second base. So yeah. In soccer, I was kind of the same thing as where I started off as offensive, like a forward and outside mid. Towards the end of high school, I moved to the backfield and the center back position, and then that's what I ended up playing all my years in college, was the center back position. All
right. I just can't think of...
You want me to read those questions for you?
Okay, hang on. So, you said the... dang, I already asked most of these. I feel so bad right now. Oh, okay, here we go. Question that always brings up a lot of things. What is something that nobody else knows about Mr. Lonas?
Oh, man. Something that nobody else knows. I know a lot of the – coming up here, I know a lot of people didn't realize that I went to Rittner, that I've been in this area my whole life. But it's something else. I think, being a soccer coach, to kind of realize that I've played soccer – and you got me on that. I don't know if it's other than, being a Rittner grad, that kind of, people didn't, when they would talk to me about, it's this is how it was, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's like I've been a part of this community since, basically the mid-70s when I was born. So, oh, I got another thing. I played piano. I took piano lessons from the age of 5 to, I think I was 13, so almost 8 years. And I was pretty good at one time. I was really good. But then I stopped when I got to high school because of sports, and I regret it because there's nothing like now. I wish I would have kept with it, and I think that would have been the coolest thing to sit down, just go into a room with some friends and be able to plop down on a piano and take requests and play. So, yeah, that's something that I'm sure nobody here knows about that.
No, now some people are going to know because I'm about to ask you a question about it.
All right.
Well, was it actually easy to learn?
I don't think it was too difficult. I know that I dreaded the practice. I didn't mind playing, I remember every week, it was every Tuesday after school, I'd have to go to the lessons and stuff, and I didn't think it was too hard, but man, I did not want to practice. And I'm sure I could have been a lot better than I was, because it was, I just didn't want to practice, but I think playing, it's like anything else. If you just kind of set your mind to it, you can do it. Some people now, and I think also when starting off so young, like I said, I started when I was 5. So I didn't know any better by the time, I was just learning the keys and stuff like that, and gradually went on to, I did a lot of the memorization of I wasn't a great, note reader. I did a lot of my songs just from memorization. And every once in a while, it comes back to me, and I can sit down and play a couple songs. There's songs that nobody would care to hear, though, now. There's my buddy Marlon out there.
Hey, you guys.
We're going to go ahead and take our last break, and I'm going to ask you like 4 or 5 more questions after that break.
Sounds good. Sounds right. Good.
And this is by request of DJ D-Lo.
I played something old, right?
Yep. Playing something old. So here's some Journey, Don't Stop Believing.
I like it. I like
it. All right. We're back in DJ Fluffy Fluff with my guest here.
DJ D-Lo.
And so...
I still want to know the story about DJ Uchi.
But I have another question that's coming right up my head. Probably gonna take a while, I hope. to answer. It's what has been your favorite thing ever since your first year at Rittner all the way up to now?
Oh man, I don't know if I can do. Well, I tell you what, there's been two things that have really and the older I get, the more I appreciate it is you know, I was chosen by two former students as their star teacher award, and that the you know when it first came around, it's when it's only a handful of kids, usually about 20 kids each year. They got to have a certain GPA and meet some certain criteria. They get to pick one teacher out of everybody that they've had since kindergarten that's influenced them the most or had the most impact on them. And when I received my first one, it was, you know, I was kind of taken aback and really appreciative. And, you know, but as the years go on, and that happened twice to me, but as the years gone on, that like I really think look back and, you know, it means even more to me now and than it was. And so that's been pretty cool, you know. And I think, you know, obviously most recently the biggest day of my career is when I did get that call and, you know, got this job and you know, the district had enough confidence in me to put me in charge of this. And, you know, so I think those things pop into my head right away.
Okay. And another thing, I'm getting my last few questions right now. So, you said it's been 13 years, actually. I forgot.
Yeah, this is my 14th year. Okay, so I had 13 years at Wyland and almost got my first one under my belt.
Almost got your first one under your belt.
Yep. Up here at the at the mothership, as I refer to the old RHS, the mothership.
Yeah. All right. So I'm going to get to my last two questions, actually. I always ask them this. What do you think of our new media conversion center?
I think it's pretty nice up here. You know, when I went to school here, and it's the old band room, and I wasn't part of the band or orchestra or anything like that, and I didn't come up here much, but was up here and kind of had an idea on what it looked like. And then, you know, when they're doing construction and never got a really peek, but when they opened this place up, I walked in and, you know, it's awesome. It's, you know, it looks like something that is at, you know, it's a professional radio station, and the video room and just the way the classroom's set up and the technology they got, it's, you know, they really did a nice job on this. And, you know, I'm hoping that there's years and years and years of kids going to Rittner that really appreciate this. And I think this is going to, you know, excel, you know, those people's career that want to go into this sort of thing later in life, and really gives them a platform to get a good base and you know, get some experience in this.
All right.
You know, so, yeah, it's awesome.
Okay. So this is the last question. Do you listen to KRHS?
Do I listen to I have listened to KRHS, not as much as I would like to, but I guarantee you that I'm going to listen to it more now.
Yeah.
Especially that I found out that you come on at 7:30 in the morning, because I'm always here early, and maybe I can pop it on and, you know, but yeah, I because this radio station, I actually listened to it probably more when I was a student here, because I had a couple buddies that worked in the radio station, and I do remember what the radio station looked like, you know, 21 years ago when I graduated, in this kind of it was almost, you would probably call it a closet, but so the radio station's come a long way, and I will definitely be listening to it more often.
All right. Yeah, and if you didn't want to know, me and my partner in crime, we're in here on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Tuesdays and Thursdays.
All right.
Maybe what I need to do is get a time slot. Maybe I can talk to, yeah, maybe I can squeeze in here and we can have like the, you know, something, the sports reporters or something like that. You know, me and Marcus over there can do some sports reporting. Okay. And Uchi, wherever he is. So.
All right. So, thank you for the interview. I'm going to close us off with another song I forgot we had on here.